laser communications with spacecraft, orbiting satellites, and interstellar probes can provide 10 to 100 times higher data rates than radio frequency systems in use today. Hawaii Director for the Office of Aerospace Development, Jim Crisafulli, says the project will be a joint venture.
NASA wants to partner with the state of Hawaii in looking at ways we could introduce the world's first laser communications ground terminal to the state. And Hawaii was selected as the best place in the nation. Our understanding is that NASA will provide significant funding to actually construct the ground station.
But before that, an engineering study must be done with state matching funds totaling $500,000, half of which was appropriated last year. Representative Angus McKelvey introduced the bill for funding, which he says represents more than a laser ground terminal.
We have the natural terrain and climate and topology that is perfect for what they call analog development, which is the early stages of research for projects like this that can hopefully become full-on commercial entities, you know, economic drivers for the state of Hawaii. The smart jobs we hear about, you know, that Hawaii needs.
The project could bring in more than $20 million to build the first prototype terminal and more revenue for jobs and related expenditures. Hawaii Aerospace Advisory Committee member Stu Burley, speaking via conference call, is retired from the Pacific Missile Range facility on Kauai.
Laser testing has been done at PMRF from aircraft to submarines. Communications between Hawaii and South Korea, that test, that's all laser. That was completed. And a few years ago, laser was sent up to some satellites, one in particular, to recharge their batteries.
The Department of Business and Economic Development and Tourism, DBED, will need a formal commitment in writing from NASA before state funding is appropriated. The engineering study will determine where the prototype terminal should be built, probably on Haleakala on Maui or Mauna Kea on the Big Island. Representative McKelvey says it shows great promise.
When, you know, the prototyping is done and hopefully things scale up, the long-range vision is to create a bridge so that it can provide a second backbone for Hawaii. You know, in case the fiber optic cable in the ocean goes down, we have a full-on second backbone to the rest of the world. Plus, we can go to our friends in the military and say, this is why you need to be in Hawaii. We're helping to create a 21st century infrastructure, which will be critical in any type of issues that arise in the Western Pacific.
Director Crisafulli says the study will also identify the number and types of jobs that will be needed for operations and maintenance to counter Hawaii's so-called brain drain. Crisafulli also says it will attain international prominence for Hawaii.
This will be the very first laser communications ground station in the world, and it would put Hawaii basically in a leadership role in this whole new enterprise, which is the next generation of satellite communications, a very big step for our state.
The state's matching share of $250,000 is equal to 0.002% of the state's annual budget and could bring in more than eight times that amount in federal expenditures. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.